Now, China made history this week when their supercomputer, Sunway Taihu Light, was announced as the fastest in the world. And China can now claim more spots in the world's top 500 fastest supercomputers than the USA. Naked Scientist expert Peter Cowley has joined us for our dinner party, and he's here to talk us through this new super development. Hi, Peter.
Hello, good evening.
So, to start with, what makes a computer super?
Yeah, super is probably not the right term. I can imagine back in 76 when it was first used, then it was super made sense, but it should be sort of hyper ultra. The speed increase has been dramatic since then, like all computing power. So, for instance, the 1976 Cray, which probably cost many millions of pounds, is the first supercomputer, is actually 15 times slower than my watch on my wrist and 400 times slower than my phone. And in the meantime, in the sort of 40 years that's happened since then, up to the latest Chinese one we're going to talk about in a minute, they've been through all kinds of iterations, including one USAF, United States Air Force computer, that used 1,760 PlayStation 3 consoles connected together. So a supercomputer is something that's basically processing very, 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 very rapidly.
So how did this new computer, Sunway Taihu Light, top this list?
Well, the Chinese actually were number two as well. So they're obviously number one a few years ago. So about 3 years ago, they must have said, we're going to design a much faster computer. And unlike almost all the other ones in top 500, which is a list that's published, which all mostly use Intel processors, which are used in many of our PCs, they designed their own silicon on that. So they've got something that's actually got 10 million separate processors in it. It's got 1.3 million gigabytes of memory. Unbelievable. It processes almost 100, get this right, it's 10 to the 17, which is 100 million billion floating point operations a second. Absolutely massively fast.
And floating point operations, what are these?
Floating point operations, if you multiply two long numbers together, you get that's floating point as opposed to fixed point. And they're actually interestingly called flops. They talk about petaflops and gigaflops and teraflops. So this computer is a 93 petaflop speed.
It's a very floppy computer. So what does it actually do?
It's used for processing, parallel processing, very important, it's parallel processing vast amounts of data. So weather prediction, flow around aircraft for design purposes, possibly for military applications, I suspect, drug research, computer-aided engineering, oil prospecting, etc. So it's all to do with processing it simultaneously vast amounts of data.
Well, these sound pretty useful. So what makes them hard to make?
Obviously cost. I mean, this one in China apparently costs $270 million. They take a lot of power, 15 megawatts this thing takes, and probably another 25 megawatts to cool it down, and software. So you need some specialized software which will load huge amounts of data and run it in parallel, and then pull the data back again for a result.
How big are these?
They are huge. I mean, this thing, I say, is probably takes up 250 square metres of space, of floor space.
Wow, incredible. And this top 500 list, does the UK have any supercomputers on it?
Yes, it has slightly less than it did in 1996, but it does actually have 11. The two that are around about the 15-16 mark are Cray's, which is an American manufacturer that's been around for many years, used by the Met Office for weather prediction. But the Met Office is actually buying a new one at the moment, which will cost £100 million, and to part answer your question earlier on, actually weighs 140 tonnes, which has got 500,000 cores, which is still 20 times less than the Chinese one, but it's only 5 times slower, so 16 petaflops per second.
Well, thanks very much, Peter. That was Peter Cowley.
You're listening to The Naked Scientist with me, Chris Smith, and also with Georgia Mills. We're actually in my kitchen this week because we are using science to inform how to have the perfect dinner party. We'll be joined later by MasterChef finalist Alex Rushmer, and he'll cook up a few tasty morsels for us to try. We'll also hear about the wetsuit that can make surfers invisible or repellent to sharks.
But first, it's time for our myth conception. And this week, Kat's been getting her teeth into a sticky subject that I asked her to look into after my sister stole all of my chewing gum.